Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Friday morning a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As we prepare to wrap up another week and look towards the weekend and our times of worshiping together, whether we're able to do that in person or we're still gathering with family and on our own in our homes for online services, it still gives us an opportunity to know more specifically. And yes, we're worshiping together throughout the week as we're worshiping the same God, and hopefully we're doing that on a daily, continual basis and not just saving up our worship for Sundays. But there is something unique about gathering and knowing that we're worshiping and we're worshiping together. Today, as I spent time in the devotional journal that I'm going through, In Christ Alone, today's topic subject is In Christ, I Am Made Alive. Now, if you've been following these daily devotions, and it looks like YouTube has decided to cut out on me, we'll see if it comes back on. If you're watching via YouTube, it looks like my connection was interrupted, but it appears to be back. Sorry, I get distracted easy. But anyhow, today's topic in the In Christ Alone series is In Christ, I Am Made Alive. And if you followed these daily devotions, you may remember that it wasn't that long ago that our topic was In Christ, I Am Crucified. And when you combine those, particularly when you look back at being crucified, being made alive is a good thing. The Scripture teaches that if we're buried with Christ, if we've died with Christ, then surely we will rise with Christ. We will be made alive with Him. I know it's easy for life to develop a routine. And we probably all know people. We may have actually been those people, and some of us still are, who live life in such a way that others may look and wonder if there's really any life in them. Oh yeah, they're breathing, their body is not dead yet, but based on their expression, based on their engagement in life, are they really alive? And I'm not even talking about those whose brains have shut down, those who are living on life support, those who are nearing the end of life and the body itself has begun to shut down. I'm talking about otherwise healthy people who, well, don't appear to have a lot of life in them. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Some is personality, some is just the weariness of life day in and day out. And then to know that in Christ, I have been made alive. Even in the midst of the normal routines of life, even in the midst of the weariness of life, the tough things of life, I have been made alive. And it's that life that people need to see. People need to see in you, they need to see in me. You see, we are made alive in Christ so that others can know real life. They can know there's more than the 9 to 5 or the, for some, the 5 to 8 days that are just long and hard. They can see in the people of Christ what it looks like to be made alive, what it looks like to have an unsurpassing joy that only God can give. As we live in these confusing times, what better time to represent the life of Christ for people that are struggling? To struggle with them in a way that shows life. For people that are hurting, that are lonely, that are frightened. To join with them in a way that represents life that we have in Christ. You see, there is plenty of bad news in Scripture. The worst of it is that each one of us have been and are dead in our transgressions, in our sin. There is none righteous, no, not even one. You know, by itself, that type of news can be very discouraging. But that's why we call the stories of the life of Jesus the Gospels, the good news. Because even though we were dead in our transgressions, Christ has made us alive in Him. Sometimes we just need reminded to live like we're alive. To share, to show, to love. Today we have opportunity. And your opportunity may look different than mine. They may look similar. But for the most part, our opportunities are somewhat unique. We have opportunity to represent Jesus to someone. And whether that's an in-person encounter, a coworker, a clerk at the store, a stranger that you happen to cross paths with, or a friend or family member, perhaps it's a what we like to call now a virtual encounter. How you are representing yourself, how you are representing Jesus in any of your social media dealings, online personalities, so to speak. It's fascinating in some sense that we can become anyone we want to be. And a lot of people do that in ways that are harmful and designed to be deceitful. But why would we want to be anyone other than who we are if, in fact, we are made alive in Christ? Why not be that? And in those interactions on social media, whether it's things that you are posting, things that you are sharing, things that you are commenting on, you have an opportunity to represent Jesus, to represent the life that exists in you, a life that others really need. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to examine how you're living life. Has it become routine? Has it become, well, just going through the motions? Or do you allow God to remind you each morning that you're alive? And not only are you alive, but more importantly, for the productivity of what God wants us to do, He's alive in us. And when Christ lives in us, we have what the world needs. We have hope. We have assurance. We have, as Scripture talks about, a guarantee, a deposit of His Spirit as a guarantee for the life that's to come. So whether we're talking COVID-19, whether we're talking social unrest, whether we're talking a need for justice and making things right, in Christ, we have been made alive because He is alive in us. And He is who people need to see and they need to hear. Would you spend some time with me praying today? Thank you, Father, that even though I was dead in sin, You have made me alive in Christ. Father, help me to live that way. Not just a knowledge that Christ lives in me and I'm alive because of Him, but an expression of that life in everything I do. Father, for those times when life is difficult and it seems like the only way to get through the day is just to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and remind me that even in the process of doing that, I am alive in Christ. Father, whatever this day brings for each one of us, may we represent Jesus well. May His life shine through us. For those who feel alone, who continue to be isolated due to the COVID-19, those who are sick and struggling so much to recover, may we be the encouragers, the helpers, the beacons of hope because of Jesus. Father, for the children around us, in our homes, in our communities, may they have an understanding at their intellectual level of what's going on, but may it be such that they continue to live with hope. That the joy of childhood would not be robbed or taken away from them. Father, that we would continue to value one another. Father, as today unfolds and we each have the opportunities that you put in front of us, may we notice those opportunities. May we respond in ways that represent Jesus well. May you guard our lips, our fingertips, our social media interactions, anything that we do that would reflect poorly on Jesus. Help us to see that before we do it. That we would choose not to. Today, Father, I pray that this virus would be gone. That you would be lifted up and glorified for the work that you're continuing to do. Father, that all of our interactions would not just be pleasing to you, but they would honor Jesus in a way that others see him in us. Father, when we consider the sin that's in our life and has been in our life, may we rejoice that in Christ we can be dead to that. But as we die to self and we die to sin, may we also rejoice that we can be and are fully alive in Christ. Help us to know what that looks like, what that means, how life is lived. God, today I pray for those that have used social media as a means of attention and have become divisive. It's so easy to let pride creep in and forget not just who we are, but forget whose we are. Father, help us to live with humility, to be alive in a way that serves others. Father, may we humble ourselves, even as we follow the example of Jesus humbling himself, becoming obedient to you. May our desire be a life of obedience. Father, today as people come to our mind, whether they're people we see, whether they're people we interact with on social media, or whether they're just people that we all of a sudden find ourselves thinking about, may we take the time to reach out, to encourage, to make the call, the message, the card. To remind them of the life that they have in Christ. To encourage them with the hope that is found in Christ. To listen. To their needs and to see them as even more important than our own. Father, as we live alive in Christ, may that awareness transform us daily more and more into His image. May the imprint of Christ be visible in our life as we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to Him through our example. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. May you be richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.